WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Radiant Confidence. Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point. Creating healthy boundaries in the workplace. Let's be real, sometimes that line between work hard and lose yourself entirely can feel mighty blurry, right? But trust me, setting those boundaries isn't just about protecting your sanity, it's about thriving in your career and showing up as your most authentic self. So grab a cup of your favorite brew, settle into your comfy spot, and let's dive into this. First things first, what exactly are healthy boundaries? They're basically the invisible lines you draw to protect your time, energy, and mental well-being. Think of them as your personal force fields, warding off those pesky overwork tendencies and ensuring you have space to recharge and be your amazing self, both at work and beyond. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that'll supercharge your boundary setting game. Number 1. Know your worth. This isn't about ego, it's about recognizing the value you bring to the table. When you know your worth, you're less likely to accept unreasonable demands or let others take advantage of your time and talents. So remember, you are a rock star, deserving of respect and fair treatment. Number 2. Say no with grace. This can be tough, but it's crucial. Overcommitting leads to burnout, stress, and resentment. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or capacity. A simple, "I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm fully committed right now," is often all you need. Number 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Be upfront about your needs and expectations. Let your colleagues and superiors know your working hours, preferred communication methods, and any tasks you can't realistically handle. This sets clear expectations from the get-go and minimizes misunderstandings. Number 4. Protect your personal time. Work shouldn't bleed into every aspect of your life. Establish clear boundaries between work and personal time. Set aside dedicated hours for relaxation, hobbies, and connecting with loved ones. Remember, a well-rested and fulfilled you is a more productive and engaged employee. Number 5. Learn to delegate. You don't have to do it all yourself. Identify tasks that can be shared or delegated to others. This not only lightens your load but also empowers colleagues and fosters a collaborative work environment. Think about those times when you felt overwhelmed, stressed, or resentful at work. Chances are, boundary blurring was happening. Maybe you stayed late countless nights, checked emails during dinner, or agreed to take on projects beyond your capacity. It's easy to fall into these patterns, especially if you're a people pleaser or driven by a need for external validation. But trust me, those sacrifices rarely lead to sustainable success or fulfillment. Remember that time when your colleague piled extra work onto your plate right before a major deadline? You tried your best to juggle everything, but ultimately felt drained and resentful. Now, imagine if you'd politely but firmly communicated your current workload and offered alternative solutions, like prioritizing tasks or suggesting they seek support from another team member. Setting that boundary could have saved you stress, improved the work environment, and even strengthened your professional reputation. So remember, my radiant friends, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about protecting your well-being, maximizing your productivity, and creating a work life that truly nourishes you. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your workplace where you need to set clearer boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to extra projects, limiting after-hours communication, or reclaiming time for personal pursuits. Then, make a plan to communicate those boundaries clearly and confidently. Remember, every step you take towards establishing healthy boundaries is a victory for yourself, your colleagues, and your overall well-being. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review the show so we can keep spreading the Radiant Confidence vibes. Until next time, stay fabulous, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.